A tendency exists in which people focus on sin instead of the forgiver, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It can be a person's own sin or the sins of others. It can be the sins we see in headlines. But instead of the sin, we must shift our eyes onto Christ. An eternally guaranteed win exists for each of us who know Him. Yet we too often become distracted by the evil we see. But that is not where our focus should rest. Today, let's challenge each other to change our mindset by setting our minds on things above instead. Colossians 3:2 states it plainly, quote, "Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value." Psalm 37, 1-11 really stands out about this topic as well. Quote, "Do not worry because of evildoers, nor be envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust, rely on, and have confidence in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land and feed securely on His faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him also, and He will do it. He will make your righteousness, your pursuit of right standing with God, like the light, and your judgment like the shining of the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for Him and entrust yourself to Him. Do not fret, whine, agonize because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and abandon wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who do evil will be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked one will be gone forever. Though you look carefully where he used to be, he will not be found. But the humble will at last inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity and peace." In the preceding passages, we are reminded about how secure is our victory in the Lord and how temporary are the perceived rewards of the wicked. We do not need to worry. God sees. He knows no one fools God, and God remains good. He will make everything right in the end. Christ will return, and He remains with us. Today, let's do a thought inventory. Are we focusing most on the forgiver or on the sins we see or do? Are we repenting quickly and worshiping the Lord in the beauty of His holiness? 1 John 1:9 says, "If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, He is faithful and just, true to His own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us continually from all unrighteousness, our wrongdoing, everything not in conformity with His will and purpose." Are we looking at others or horrible news stories instead of the Lord, the good news, and giving Him glory? Let it be the goal of each of us to apply through the power of the Holy Spirit the preceding passages. And again, Colossians 3:2, "Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you for giving us all your precious promises and that you are faithful. We shift our eyes to you now. We confess our sins. We repent. We turn to you. Please cleanse us and fill us afresh. And please use us to share you and to do good and to point people to you and your glory and focus on the beauty of your holiness. Lord, we pray for all prayer requests, for your best for each one. Pray for pastors, churches, our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for veterans. And just everyone that is hurting right now, we just pray for them, and we welcome you, Lord, and we trust you and you alone for salvation. We confess you as personal Savior and Lord, and we believe you. We bless your name, and thank you so much that you give us your precious promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Tell someone else about this wonderful good news about Jesus, and have a Bible ready to give away. That's always a good thing to do. God bless you, my friends.